Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you. Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I am the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. Super excited to be back and doing this episode. I just got back from Austin, Texas, from the Dear Media IRL event, which is a podcasting event. If you've never heard of Dear Media, they're a huge podcasting platform that's really amazing. And a lot of my favorite podcasts ever are from Dear Media's platform. So shout out to Dear Media right away. I had a fantastic time at their event, and I would highly recommend it to anybody who is in the podcasting realm to check out any of their events. I believe their next event is happening in October. It has not been announced yet, but Michael, the owner, mentioned it, that it would be another Dear Media event taking place in New York in October. So look out for that. Obviously, like, don't hold me to that because it's just something that was mentioned to me, but I don't see it online anywhere. So we will see. So welcome to the show. I want to jump right into this episode and talk about my experience at the Dear Media IRL event. And the reason why is because whatever you do in your world, whether it be if you own a spiritual business or if you are somebody who, let's say, works in the 9-to-5 type of job, or you are single and you are trying to mingle and connect with other people, the whole intention behind really putting this episode out there is the fact that there are lessons to be learned when branching out and connecting with people and going to things that are in the vibe of like connecting and growing. And that can be any area of your life, not just podcasting or spiritual business. It could be any area of your life, whether it be, like I mentioned, you know, just trying to connect with other people in your life or in your world, whether it be through music or art or just wanting to find new relationships, like I mentioned. So that's really the whole point in talking about this experience, is to kind of just hopefully walk away with some additional knowledge, like, oh, okay, got it. Like, that's kind of like the better way to do it, or what to avoid and all of that. So let's jump right in. First and foremost, this event was brought to my attention only a few months ago through the introduction of a podcast that I love so much called Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. I've been a huge fan of her since her days at Ladies of London. So now she's with the Housewives of Dubai, but I'm not into like the Housewives shows, but I did like Ladies of London. So that's how I found her. Anyway, she has an amazing podcast that I listened to, and I heard the intro on there, and I was like, oh, like the introduction to Dear Media IRL event happening, you know, basically the promo cut for it. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to that. You know, first of all, I've never been to Austin, Texas. I've never been to Texas. And my partner and I have always wanted to experience Texas. So this was sort of like an excuse to go. Also, because my partner is super into metal and everything hardcore music. So Austin is like
the hub for that type of music, and they've always got concerts going on there, and it's got a really lively music scene. So it was kind of a win-win for both of us. Basically, this was an amazing trip, like I mentioned. Getting there was a bitch, and it was just because of some delays that happened in Houston, which I'm not used to that kind of. I'm not used to weather delays because I'm from the Midwest. You know, we drive in blizzards. We don't give a shit. So I was just like really surprised that there were delays and there were literal, like, listen, this was the worst traveling experience I've ever had. And I've gone to like Egypt and Greece, and just getting to Austin was the worst travel experience. But it was just because of the weather in Houston. They shut down when it's raining, which is like really, but I was fine with it. I mean, we're supposed to get to Austin at 5 p.m. and we didn't get there till 1 a.m. in the morning. So we sort of lost that first day. But besides that, it was just like amazing being there because we were able to experience Austin and experience Texas, which now that we're back home, we both agree that Texas and Austin is our favorite city, actually. Austin is our favorite city we've ever been to, which says a lot. We've done quite a bit of traveling and we love Austin. So I was like, oh my God, we're going back for sure. I'm not sure when, but we're definitely going to head back there. So first and foremost, like getting there, yes, it was a bitch. But once we've landed, we got settled. Really, that first day there was super cool because I immediately stumbled across an amazing spiritual community within Austin, Texas called Casa de Luz. And if you follow me on IG, I actually posted a reel about them, which more reels to come about Austin and Dear Media and everything that happened there this week. So Casa de Luz is amazing. If you are ever in the Austin area or Houston area, I would highly recommend checking out this spiritual community. It just is like so bohemian vibes, like so yummy. Like as soon as I walked in the area where it's like when you first go in, I was like, oh my God. Gosh, like, wow, like loving every aspect of whatever is happening there. Yes, yes, yes. Give it to me. Like I was loving all of the little herbal shops they have in there. They had like a lounge and a like non-alcoholic bar type of situation happening where there was this magical woman behind the bar, like making these amazing potions of like coconut water and all of this beautiful, luxurious drinks. I was absolutely loving like every aspect of this little nook that I found in Austin. And they actually have a pretty amazing little restaurant in there too, where I seriously got like this huge meal for like $15. I was like, oh my gosh, like it was so filling and so healthy. And everything in there was Ayurvedic like based. So no dairy, vegan, vegetarian, all of that. It was beautiful and so good. So highly recommend if you're ever in that area, check out that little spiritual community. You will not regret it and you will feel right at home. It's so good. So that was like the first day there. And the second day I bought the package to the Dear Media IRL event. So I bought the package, which included the first night was like a welcome party type of thing at this bar. And then the second day was the all day of, which was Saturday from like 10 to 5. And that was really the all day event there at the Dear Media, the main event. And then the next day, Sunday, was like this little brunch at this like upper bar kind of area. It was really nice. So the first day getting there, you know, to that first Friday part of the package, it was okay. You know, if I could do it again, I'm not sure that I would have bought the package. I might have just bought the one day ticket because so when you say welcome party, I was thinking that like some of the people from that were like presenting, some of the other podcast hosts, Dear Media podcast host would be there. Okay. So I might've gotten the wrong impression because when I purchased the package and they had like the welcome party, the actual promotional image showed like a bunch of girls waving to someone. So it kind of gave this illusion that like either the Dear Media owners or like Michael and Lauren or else maybe the like other podcasting hosts that are already on the platform would be there. So it kind of gave that, at least to me, unless this is just all happening in my head, but it gave this sort of idea that that's what would be happening. And so I bought this welcome package thinking that the first day Friday, I would meet some of the other podcast hosts. I didn't really think that the owners, Michael and Lauren, would be there, but I thought for sure maybe some of the other more popular podcast hosts would be there, or even less popular podcast hosts that are already on the network would be there. And it would be a chance to kind of mingle and see how they did it, how they kind of got their podcast where it is and all of that. So that was my first impression, was that like, I'm going to go to this welcome party on Friday. I'm going to meet a couple of people that are already on the platform and have the opportunity to sort of hash it out, like talk with them and see like how they did it. That wasn't at all the case. The welcome event was just us, like whoever bought the package, us talking to each other. So I was very surprised because at the welcome party, I only met two other people with podcasts. So I was like, straight away, I was like, whoa, like there's a lot of fans here. There's a lot of fans of the people who are on the podcast panel, right? Like basically podcast hosts that are already platformed by Dear Media. So, and that's not, it wasn't like a big surprise at all, because when you have a Dear Media or any podcasting event that's a IRL in real life type of event, that's sort of the focus, right? That you are seeing podcast hosts that you are fans of. But there was a lot of verbiage in there too, in the selling points of like talking about the industry and how to actually get on the platform and stuff like that. And that's really what I was more interested in. So yes, so that first day was kind of underwhelming. I was only there for like the actual welcome party was like 3 hours long. I went for about an hour. And then my guy had a Sleep Token concert. So he went to the Sleep Token concert and I went with him, which it was funny because in Austin, they have all of, they're called like HEB, like auditorium type places. There's a lot of them, like in Texas. And we thought that his Sleep Token concert was 3 minutes away, but it ended up being like 35 minutes away in an Uber. So that was like, holy shit. But so basically on Friday, I left that welcome party. Again, just a little bit underwhelmed because I didn't see anybody that was like already part of Dear Media. It was just a lot of fans. And so I was just like, okay, fine. So then that was cool because it was cool meeting people. I'm not going to lie. Like it was cool meeting people. I met these two friends from Spain. Like they came all the way from Spain just to like see a couple of people that they're fans of from Dear Media. And then I met like a couple of people too who were really fun and interesting from California and from another couple from Texas who are already from Houston. So I did meet people there that were super interesting and it was just fun meeting them. So then after that, I did go to a concert just to like end the night and out to eat. And then I went back to the hotel. So that first night, that's what went down. And then the second night, Saturday, was the actual event. It was the Dear Media event. So this is where I want to really get into it because there are things you can take from this that you can use in your life when you are connecting with other people, when you're going to other events like this, kind of having an understanding of what you could expect from it. First and foremost, the event started at 10 a.m. and then it ended, like I mentioned, like around 5:30 or 6. So now it started at 10, which was just kind of like this welcome thing. Like nothing was actually happening until 11:30. That's when like they were going to come on and be like, hey, like welcome. And they were actually going to kick it off at 11:30 a.m. So for me, I was running late, okay, per usual. And so I was just so tired from travel that I could not get my ass up. But finally, when I got up and moving, I got dressed. And by the time I got there, it was like 11:15. So it was like just in 15 minutes, it was actually going to start. And so right when I walked into this event at Dear Media, I want to say, you know, first and foremost, they did an excellent job. There was tons of vendors there and, you know, amazing vendors. Like there was like a juice and everything free, right? It came with the ticket. So it was like juice vendors and that were like all natural, freshly squeezed, all of that. And then there was like a salon thing where it was like you could get your hair done there, which was pretty insane. They would literally do your hair and touch up your hair. And then I seen there was a couple other like amazing things going on too, like little vendors and booths that were all around that were pretty awesome. So, and there was an awesome like outdoor area where you can sit down. And the weather was a little tricky because it was like cloudy and a little damp, and it was like drizzling like for 20 minutes here and there, but it wasn't anything bad. It was just like, it didn't even bother me actually at all. It felt kind of nice. So once it actually kicked off at 11:30, that's when I got the feel for like what I was in for. I was like, okay, like what am I actually should be expecting here? By the way, everybody there was fabulous, dressed to the nines, lots of pink going on and creams and like all of that. And so I had my like cream and black on. I don't do a lot of pink, but it was very girly type of event, which was really fun. But so there was a lot of that. It was really cool. And, you know, first and foremost, they kicked it off with different panels talking about how, you know, just certain people who are already hosts on their platform. And they're sort of talking about like how they did it, how they operate business. I really got a lot out of Lauren and Michael's segment where they were talking about how they run business. I was like really just like mentally logging in a ton of stuff because I just was really feeling it. Like it just was interesting to me to hear like how they were able to get this platform going and kind of their daily schedule, things that they do that are non-negotiable, mindset practices, all of these things. There is this energy that it's like in these places that are creative. So that's really, I guess, like the core of this episode. And what I really want to get out there is that, you know, we, especially in spirituality, sometimes people who are highly spiritual, when it comes to these events, especially if the actual platform isn't specifically spiritual, let's say Dear Media is not, you know, it's not like Gaia TV or anything like that. But sometimes as spiritual people, we can be reluctant, right? We can be like, have this like separation consciousness about like going to these type of events or engaging with this sort of thing and feeling like it's not relative to us. But what I really want to put out there is that it was 100% relative to me. Like I can't speak for everybody, but I got so much out of just hearing how these people do it, where they come from, their backgrounds, how they got from like, you know, there was even one panel there that were all like fashion people and they were talking about their like fashion. And I was just like, yeah, okay. Why? Because I love my fashion and I'm always going to feel like I'm the best. That's just how I feel in that area. I've done fashion since I was a little girl. So, and they're telling me about their fashion. I'm like, cool, cool. Like, anyway, like I'm not learning anything from that. But what I am learning is about their journey from like where they were to where they are now. And I think as business owners or as anybody who aspires to want more in their life can gather from this creative energy. And so now in the moment thinking was I was like, okay, I'm starting to get why people come to these things. There is this certain type of like creative energy within the space where sure, you will see girls and like certain people who are walking around like they're fucking like nose in the air. Don't pay attention to any of that. Like pay attention to the energy within the space, this creative sort of juicy vibe of people who like want, you know, and that's really interesting to see and like be around. Because honestly, like sometimes I have a hard time finding that, especially within the youth. And, you know, if you're parents or anything like that, like sometimes I look at our youth and granted, they've been through a lot in their life more than most in terms of like, you know, tragedies within and all of that. There's so many different things, recessions, 9/11, all these different things, but it's like very rare to be in a room filled with people full of passion, hope, and fire. Like they are just like wanting something more, you know? And like when you're in that space, when you're in that energetic space, it's like, whoa, like I can feel it. Like it's like palpable. It's like, yes, like this feels good. And I feel like I'm around people who want more, who are into it and all of this. And so, you know, just being there was super, super amazing. And because again, I didn't know what to expect. Like Dear Media, yes, it's a podcasting platform. The IRL in real life, basically, I knew I was going to step into an experience where it was a live podcasting experience, essentially, where I would be experiencing Dear Media hosts and people who are discussing things that they would normally be discussing on the podcast, but instead they're doing it in real life. So I had a base before I got there, but actually experiencing it was like next level. And that's also the reason why I'm sharing this experience, is because it's really to kind of give encouragement to people who just want to like stay in their basement and create and not really get out there. This is really fun. I met a lot of amazing people. I met so many beautiful women who, yeah, quote unquote, they're not like super spiritual or into any of that, but they're interesting and they're amazing. And they, you know, have very like unbelievable backstories and stuff like that. And so I was just like soaking all this in. I think because this was my first like a big event like this that I went to, I was in observation mode like most of the time. I was like, okay, I'm observing like everything happening right now. I was totally taking it in. Yeah, I was like talking shit too, like underneath my breath about certain things, because it's just so funny how people speak sometimes. Like they all talk like this and oh my God. And like, so it's just like, I was like cracking up because I was like, are they fucking serious? Like everybody there is talking like this and it's so funny to me. But so there's things you can laugh at. There's things you can like, you know, just listen to and just start cracking up. Like, oh my God, this is so funny. But at the core of it, there are people who are super interesting and like have amazing backstories, like I was saying, and they're just like fascinating to get to know. So I want to provide a couple of tips, okay, with this sort of thing, because first and foremost, the upside of going to these types of experiences are that you have a chance to connect with highly creative people and see how they are doing it. So I mean, that's going to be one of the tips I say here is going to be when talk to people. But I've sort of broke down this list. So let me try to stay a tiny bit linear here with everything that I wrote down. But first and foremost, when you have the opportunity to go to events like this, don't put your spiritual nose up in the air and be like you're above it just because you're spiritual. If it has anything to do with the realm in which you teach, okay, so if you're a medical intuitive, don't turn your nose up to a medical event that is taking place where you're going to be around doctors, nurses, other people who are helping other people heal. Don't turn your nose up to that, because if you go to it, I can almost guarantee you're going to get something out of it. Because regardless, you are in the space of people who are in the realm of doing what you do. And you will get something out of those experiences, whether you have a chance to talk to someone directly or not. You will connect with people and exchange contacts and all of that. So first and foremost, here are a couple of tips. If you're going to go to one of these events or something similar, before you go, I didn't do enough of this, although I intuitively was already hitting on all of this, but I wish I would have actually, like my one line in my human design personality profile being a 5-1, really wanted to have studied more to have that base in order for me to feel more comfortable, like pitching my podcast and talking to people about what I do. So first and foremost, the first tip that I have before going to any of these sort of events is to study their market. Take the time to study their market and see what these people actually are doing. Now, I wish that I would have done this. I kind of had an idea, like intuitively, I was already saying all of these things like, this is what they're lacking, this is how they can be better. But the thing is, I hadn't actually done the work to be sure that I knew what I was talking about. I was actually mainly speaking intuitively. And when I got home, I did a bunch of research on Dear Media and I was like, boom, I was right about everything. But I would have felt more comfortable and sure myself while I was there if I would have done this work beforehand. So first and foremost, study their market. See what it is that they're lacking, where they are, like what they are. Like I looked at Dear Media, I typed in spirituality. They have two podcasts. Okay, one is Gabby Bernstein, which I think that's her name. And then the other one is like some other podcast called Soulfire Podcast, which I don't know anything about that one. But I know straight away, like Gabby Bernstein's super commercial spirituality. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know, she's got like Oprah, like she's, you know, been backed by Oprah and Deepak Chopra and all these things. She's in the, in that like commercial spirituality vibe, not that like deeper cult mystic type of vibe that I'm more on. But like, I can see straight away where Dear Media could be adding to their spiritual network with some of this more deeper occult knowledge with people who are doing something a bit more similar to me, let's say, for example. So I'm just saying this so that you can start to like have compare, right? Like, oh, okay, like if I go to an event like this, I can do research on like who these people are and what they're lacking and how they can be better. And I can sort of match that up to my qualifications and pitch them from that angle. And so know what they're missing and speak to that. That's like the biggest part that if I could, you know, give that to anybody before they go to an event like this, know what these people are lacking and know and speak to that. It's really funny because I had a friend of mine who actually a new friend of mine that I recently met in Austin for the first time, but I met her there. And so I'm telling her all of these things, right? But I'm just speaking intuitively. Like I actually didn't really know any of this, but I was just like, yeah, I was like, they're amazing, but they need to expand their spiritual category for some more like deeper, more mystical stuff. This is like the stuff that they have is very surface level spirituality. And so while like, let's say Gaia TV and all these other networks are sort of pocketing and blocking off that sector of the market, these people at Dear Media could be sort of expanding their network by sort of taking some of that ground, by platforming somebody who's more into this deeper occult knowledge. So like I'm telling this, my new friend this, and I have no idea about like if they have deeper spirituality on their network or not. I'm just like channeling, you know what I mean? I'm just like speaking intuitively about this. And it was just all coming in while I was there. But again, had I done the research beforehand, especially with that one line in my profile, I would have been more comfortable when I did meet the owners, which I'll talk about in a minute, and pitch them on my podcast. So the next thing I wrote down here was to set an intention before you get there. So I did set an intention, but it was very like gray. Like I didn't specific intention. I just asked for the highest and best scenario outcome for the highest expression of She's a God, which is falls more in line with my manifestation style in human design. I'm a non-specific manifester. So instead of me saying like, my intention is to be signed by Dear Media when I leave, it's more better for me to make an intention that's a bit more expanded and general than it is for me to speak specifically about who I want to be signed by, let's say, or who I want to be platformed by. And that's just because the universe knows better than me. So it's like, it like knows like, okay, like these are the options for her. And this is how she can get to where she wants to get it. And if Dear Media isn't the best for me, then that's something that I might need to let go of, right? And the next thing I'm going to speak to right now is something I already kind of hit on, but what I'm going to say is when you go to these events, when you go to do these things that you feel like you're going to connect with people and sort of expand your business or expand your whatever it is your goal is to meet new people and build new relationships or find a partner or whatever it is, don't be shy and don't be proud. If you walk in there with your nose up in the air, people aren't going to give a fuck. They're going to look right past you and be like, okay, who's open here? Because people are looking for other people who are open and interesting and engaging and people who want to connect in this like creativity kind of like vibe. So it's all about not being proud and definitely not being shy, which actually I do have a problem with new people. I can actually be a little bit shy when I get right up to the person. I can kind of like, if I'm not prepared, then I'm not fully like going to do my best. And that's right in line with my profile being a 5-1. I have to have done the groundwork to have that reassurance in order to feel fully prepared. And I kind of was already getting hits on that. Like Thursday night, Friday night, going into Saturday, I was getting these hits on like, you know what, just sit in the cafe, open up your laptop and do a little bit of research like on Dear Media and like just so you can feel better. Like even if I didn't like know what I was going to find out or know what I'd be searching for, I felt like that one line being the investigator in human design, I know I would have felt more comfortable just doing that research had I done that ahead of time. Okay. So that's one thing I'm going to say is whatever is in alignment for you, when you're getting those intuitive hits, go and do that thing. It's for a reason. Take that time so that you feel confident, you feel sure about it. And of course, like I mentioned, don't be proud and don't be shy. Talk to as many people as you can and ask questions. So I already hit on that, but it's like, when you're there, you will meet some most amazing, interesting people. When you go to these events, you will meet people who had like the most insane experiences in their life. And that's how they got onto doing the creative work that they do. People who are in the world of creativity, whatever that is. And a lot of times when people hear the word creativity, they're like, oh, art, dance, music. No, anything that you are creating in your life that was not there before and you're creating it, whether you are somebody who's always been interested in medicine and now you're certified as a medical intuitive or you've whatever, you don't have to be certified, but let's say you even went and got your doctorate's degree just so you can understand like the background of the way the system works or something like that. Like whatever it is, then you've gone through that and it's all about like seeing like how other people have done it and then being able to reflect that back to yourself and just be like, wow, interesting. Look how they did it. Like, and take notes and kind of like expand your knowledge on how other people have done it. And the next thing I wrote down was to push through your uncomfortability. I don't even know if that's a word, but push through your uncomfortability. And I always say this on here, but it's not going to feel comfortable just because it feels aligned. I was 100% supposed to be there at that podcasting event. Dear Media has been in my realm for some time, in my orbit for some time. And I was designed to be there. I was meant to be there, no doubt in my mind. It was spiritually aligned for me to be there. And I needed to push through my uncomfortability in order to do what I came there to do. And so that's a huge piece. It's not going to feel comfortable. And so I'll now bring it to this last part of this. Now that I'm winding down on this episode, I'll bring it to the last part of the biggest lesson that I learned. So yes, like I mentioned, I went to that welcome party, was a little underwhelmed because I didn't see anybody there that was actually on the platform. Then I went to the actual event on Saturday. All day, everybody's on stage. So you can't really connect with anybody because they're on stage. Although a few of them did come down from stage to take pictures, but there weren't any availability to actually talk to someone. So I wanted to talk to someone, you know, and just kind of engage and see like how far I can get. So as I'm walking out, getting ready to leave with my new friend, I see the owners of the Dear Media. So Lauren and Michael, I see them standing right there and there's a long line of girls waiting to speak to them. And I'm like, holy shit, here it is. Like, here's my opportunity to go and speak to these people. I get my ass in that line not knowing what the fuck I'm going to say. Okay, so that's a fucking problem for me because I have a one line. Like, I need to feel sure about like what I'm going to say, how I'm going to pitch it, what I'm going to talk about. I need to have practice it. Like that's how I feel more comfortable. If you're like a 2-4 or something, that easy breezy genius, you're probably going to be fine if you just get up there and spin something. But me, I need to know what the fuck I'm talking about in order to feel sure and land that bitch, right? Like I need to know what I'm talking about. It's just in my design. It's who I am. So I get in the line not knowing what the fuck I'm going to say. First and foremost, I spent the entire time in the line just like small talking with people because I was nervous. Big mistake, because what I should have done was been talking. Everybody else in that line were like, there's a good chance there. I actually did see a couple of other girls who own podcasts that were in the line. And the smartest thing I could have done right at that moment was gone up to them and been like, can I practice with you? Can I practice my pitch with you? And they probably would have wanted to practice their pitch with me and been like, hell yeah, like let me practice on you too, because we're all going to do the same motherfucking thing, which was pitch them on a podcast, right? Like, this is my podcast. This is why I'm great. Please platform me, right? So it's like the smartest thing I could have done in that moment was be vulnerable and be like, okay, fuck, like who here is in the same kind of situation as me? There was a woman standing right behind me who I later found out she ended up being Miss Arizona. Like she's fabulous, tall blonde. She looks amazing. And she has a popular podcast I want to try to get her on too. But she speaks to mental health now. So anyway, she was right behind me and I could tell she was nervous as fuck. And like me too. And then there were two girls in front of me, like a couple of people in front of me. And I spoke with them before. I knew they had a podcast and they were like nervous and jittery. I could tell. So like my energy was just all over the place because, side note, I got my period that day. Like I literally got my bleed that day. So I was on like day one feeling lightheaded as fuck. Like, oh my God, like I need his orange. Like I was just like a mess. Like I looked fine, but I was just like energetically, I was so tired and my feet were killing me. But I was standing in this line and I'm like, fuck that. I have cramps. I'm on my period. I'm in these heels that are fucking breaking my feet. And I don't care. I'm going to stand in this line as long as it takes so I can speak to the owners. I don't care. In that situation, a lot of people, especially like spirituality type of spiritual people would have been like, this isn't in alignment. I'm like not comfortable. Like I have my period and like I don't feel good. So this must not be in alignment. Fuck that. You know, it's not going to feel comfortable just because it feels aligned. I knew it was aligned for me to be there. So I'm like, F it. I'm going to stand in this line. I'm going to wait. Again, the biggest mistake I made was just not practicing my pitch on people while I was in line. Like that would have been the perfect opportunity to just connect with people that were feeling the same exact way as I was and just been like, but instead I stayed in my nervousness, which was the worst thing I could do because by the time I got up there to talk to them, I was pretty much going blank. Like I couldn't figure out what I wanted to say. I did spin something, but it wasn't really what I wanted. Like I knew it wasn't going to land the way I wanted it to. So I didn't feel confident when I walked away from the experience. But by the way, they're so nice. So like down to earth, grounded, kind people. So shout out to Michael and Lauren, like who I've, you know, don't really know personally, but they just were so kind. And so it was just like, I walked away though being like, God damn it. You know what I mean? Because I felt like I could have nailed it like so much better and I could have got better results. Okay. So that's the whole point of me giving this episode too, is to just be like, it's okay. You know, like I walked away from there and I just was like numb. By the time I got back to my hotel, I was so done. Like, because it took so much energy to get there. There was so much other stuff happening too in my personal life where I was just feeling so, you know, kind of guilty for going to like Austin. And like, I wasn't sure if my partner really wanted that. And like, I felt like I was dragging him along with me. So there was all this anxiety building up to me going there, period. And then the anxiety of like the travel and like, you know, it's expensive too to like go on vacation and all of this stuff. But so I was kind of feeling guilty about just, I don't know, like going and doing all this. Like I was like, gosh, like this was this a waste of time, right? Energy and money. But there's so much that you can, like so many different ways you can look at it, right? And the low side is just going to make you feel like you suck. So that's part of it too, is that I kind of did feel like I sucked. Like I really did. Like when I left there, I'm like, gosh, like I could have done so much better. Like I could have truly nailed it like so much harder. Like there, okay, listen, there were girls there that were not fucking around, y'all. Like they had like, I literally ran into a girl who had a pitch deck. Like she had like a like silver ring that had like all these cards on it. And she said she has a different pitch depending on who she's talking to. And then she also has a different pitch depending on what sector of her business she's speaking to. So she had like four different areas of her business and she had pitches for every single fucking area of her business. And then she had like eight different pitches depending on who she's talking to, whether she's talking to an investor, you know, or a platform, or just a brand or, you know, any, it just depends. So I was just like floored by some of these girls, like, wow, like you are not fucking wrong. Like you have, your pitch is in alignment. Like it is just like, you're ready for anything. With this, the low side is that it's going to tell you how you sort of like sucked in the situation, right? Like I was talking about the girl with like the pitch deck and like other girls who like had their QR code like right on their screenshot of their phone. And that gave me the idea. And I was like, oh, I should do that too. And put my QR code on my screenshot. That way when I meet people, they could just scan it and get my contact. Cause my dot card just stopped working out of nowhere. It was hilarious because when I had my dot card and like when I used it on people, it for some reason, it was going to a Nicki Minaj video, like a Nicki Minaj YouTube video, which I have no fucking idea why I was doing that. But I just was like, okay, on with it. Like that's not working. I couldn't figure out how to fix it. So I just ended up creating a QR link with my link tree and saving it to my screensaver and using that as a way to connect with people there. So just like figuring out what wasn't working and then finding another way to do it. Understanding that I was unprepared sucked. I wish I would have been more prepared for what I was getting into, especially because I had so much writing on it, like going all the way there and like spending so much money being there and like trying to do all the things. And I wish I would have been more prepared going into it. And then also just ultimately walking away with this understanding of how I could have been better. Like while I was there, I feel like that was like the biggest takeaway. Like, yeah, I didn't get platformed right away and they didn't like sign me on the spot or anything like that. But it really did show me like my path. Like it was like, okay, you have to put in more work. Like it's not like, I remember when I got back to the hotel and once my partner got back to the hotel, he was like, oh, how was it? And the first thing I told him was, dude, I need to like grow the fuck up. And what I meant by that was like, it's okay to dream and feel like you're going to have this overnight success. But a lot of times the overnight success is not the what you want anyway. You want to build something that's long lasting, that matters, and you want to have the learning experiences along the way and build something that actually matters. And that's actually, I'll add to this by saying that that's one of the things that the owners were talking about as well, is all of this overnight success stuff is just not real. They're explaining how, you know, they had their podcast for like 6, 7, 8 years or something like that before it really was like ended up being all of this. That really speaks to the saturated market of podcasting, which I'm now going into something else, but I just want to add this, is that when I first started podcasting, which is when I'm 39 now, I'll be 40 this year, but I was like 29 when I first had my very first podcast, and I was podcasting in the fashion industry from like 29 to 33. And the podcast was called Finn Radio. You can still find it online, but it was like FIN Radio and Fashion Industry News Radio. And when I was podcasting I created Finn Radio, it was a totally different market, you all. So this is really speaking to anybody else out there with podcasts, is that the market was so available. Like I wish I would have realized what a fucking gem I had at the time, because within a couple of months of podcasting, I was doing like 10,000 downloads an episode, which is like fucking unheard of right now. It takes so long to get there now with podcasting, unless you have some major connections, because it's just so saturated with everybody having a fucking podcast. So I think at the time there were probably like a dozen fashion podcasts and maybe like 2 fashion business podcasts. And I had a fashion business podcast. So it was just like crazy at what I had at that time. And the only reason why I left it is because I didn't know what to do with it. Okay. So it was just a different time as well. So like back then, while it was like really great to have this open market with podcasting, there were zero information online with how to navigate a podcast, how to monetize it, how to connect with people, how to pitch to brands, how to make money off of doing this. There was zero information online with any of it. The only reason why I knew how to do it is because my guy has a background in music, and so he knows audio. So I was always able to like get on and use like Audacity was the program back then that I would use to podcast, and he edited because he knew how to edit music. And so it was just a luxury almost for myself that he had this background and I was utilizing it to do podcasting for fashion. All that to say that the market has changed significantly, and it's not this like overnight success type of shit that you see anymore. And that's really hard because we are in this world of instant gratification and just wanting things right away. But that's not really what this is, especially if you are in podcasting, okay? Or if you have an online business. People are not fucking around with online business. They are doing the thing. They are connecting to the people. They're building the brands online. They're doing whatever they have to do to make it successful and make it something that they're proud of. So all in all, I really just want to say that if there's anything that I can really just, I guess, take from this experience and just give to people is that just keep going. Okay, like I did not have the result that I wanted when I left that building. But at the same time, I walked away like shook in a way where I was like, damn, like there's so much more that I could be doing to get my podcast out there and to like get my online brand out there. And just seeing other women doing it was like a total expander for me. And I know that's a word that's used in online spirituality. Like an expander is really somebody who, when you see them, just having a visual of seeing somebody who's an expander, it gives you the like mental space to be able to manifest it now because you've seen how it can be true. And so going to this event was a total expander for me. It was like, okay, like I see how other people are doing it. I see how much people are struggling in the podcasting world. I even had like for a second, I was like, this market is completely saturated. Like, do I want to keep putting my energy into this market? You know, but then I had to look at, you know, tune into my soul. And if I could say it, you know, I have three main parts of my business being one of them being sister circles and working with women that way in ceremony. I'm a ceremonialist essentially. Another part of my business is I'm a human design reader, double certified. I'm going to be on the DeLuna website very shortly as a recommended reader, and I'm certified through DeLuna and Jenna Zoe. And then I'm also a podcaster. So I had to look at my entire business and be like, what do I love? Like, do I love this enough to push through and to just be like, to recognize how fucking saturated the market is and how different it is now and still want to continue doing it? Because knowing that it's going to be a little bit of a road to like getting to where I want to get. And so I mean, at the end of it, it was like a soul yes, because it's like, when I look at every aspect of my business, podcasting is hands down the easiest. Hands down. You can put me on a mic any single day, I'll start talking. Like, it's just, I'll figure out something to talk about. I'll pull a topic out of my ass and like just start talking. So it's like, podcasting is the easiest part of my business, but I had to recognize that like, okay, it's not like I'm going to, you know, it's just going to be like, I'm going to wave a magical wand and I'm going to have 10,000 downloads per episode. It's not the same market it was. And then just seeing too, like everybody else, like there's women there who have had their business 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they're still, you know, working towards new goals and still trying to get where they want to get. And it really was fascinating for me to just, and inspiring for me to be around other people who were on the same road as me and trying to do this thing as well. There are just these two young girls who were just so cute. They're like 22 and 24 or something like that. And they had their little podcast and they're like, you know, they're just so cute. And they were on top of it, you guys. Like they were the ones with the QR code on their screensaver and they had like all the ideas. Their pitch was amazing. They shared it with me. I was like, whoa, like you go. And like, so it's just like recognizing, wow, there's so many people I can learn from. And the last people I thought that I could learn from was them. And that's me being, you know, like, oh, where am I going to learn from something from them? But they were just so like right on with everything they were doing. So keeping an open mind is essential, I think, with all of this, no matter where you are in your business or in your career or in your professional life or in your relationship life and where you're wanting to go. And the key is to just keep your eye like on the prize, basically. And the prize keeps changing. It's not always the same. It's going to keep evolving and growing and changing as you evolve and you grow and you change. So I hope that you were able to get something out of this episode and to continue to keep pushing forward with like whatever it is that you're creating, whatever it is that you're doing. And also not to be, don't shy away from these things that seem like they're whatever, they're like out of your, you know, you're spiritual and I'm not going to go to that event because I'm not spirit. Like that's not a spiritual event. Don't do that because there's so much to learn from people who are in the same market as you, regardless if they're in the same niche as you. And so there, that was a big takeaway for me with this experience. Cause I really kind of thought like, oh God, like this is going to be so commercial and so like, whatever, not deep, but there's so much to learn from so many of those women who have amazing stories and are so interesting to me. So sending you all so much love, and I hope to see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.